Now the spider was different from the oven in the fact that it had a handle that you could grip it with a dishcloth or a pot holder and take it up. Mm-hmm. That was the spider. But primarily it was the same implement that the oven was.
Did they both have legs on?
Mm-hmm. Yes, they both had legs.
Thank we got one.
Is that right?
I got a spider out there.
How many legs?
Three.
Three.
We got the top of the leg identified.
They couldn't use
iron
four.
Identified. We got the skillet. And did we have the Dutch oven?
Yeah, we got a Dutch oven.
Yeah.
They couldn't use four legs. You know why?
No.
Well, why am I going wrong? Because if one of those legs burned off, that would let the thing rot.
All right.
Three legs never rot.
Never would rot. Uh-huh.
That's the reason the milk stool's got three legs.
Is that right? Is that right? In the kitchen sink today, the place where you turn the water off and on is just the, call that the...
We call it the faucet.
And if you had one outdoors for a hose, what would you call that?
We call it the same thing. Some people call it a tap.
Now on a syrup barrel, if you had the same thing in the old days, what would you call
spigot.
It?
Spigot.
That's a spigot. And if you buy a few cans of food at the store, what do they put them in so that you can carry them home? A few groceries. Just put them in
a bag?
A paper bag. But when you used to buy a chicken feed, how did that come? 100 pounds of chicken feed would be in a sack. Any special name for it?
Croaker sack. Some people call it a gunny sack.
Gunny.
Either term is used here.
Guana.
Guana.
Well, the guana sack.
There was a guana sack too, you know.
Well, the guana sacks were washed out, you see, after the fertilizer used on the farm, then the housewife would take those sacks. They were made of burlap and wash all the guana out. And then they used those sacks for utility purposes around the pharmacy.
Mm-hmm.
They're different things.
Potatoes,
corn. And go to potato patch and bring out a sack of potatoes, you know.
Oak woods and bring back the sack of them lighted knots.
I see.
Oak woods, lighted
knots. I thought you were going to keep quiet.
Yeah, but they can't hear me over here.
And suppose...
I'm just talking.
Suppose you had a sack that was made out of cloth so that you could actually make clothes out of it. What would you call that?
Sheeting.
Sheeting? That's new. What's a toe sack? Did you ever hear of that? A toe sack?
A toe sack.
Uh-huh.
I think toe,
T-O-W, a toe sack, I think was made from a cheap form of flax.
Mm-hmm.
Because toe is within itself is the residue from working flax. That's the throwaway stuff. They used to use it to